Since time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Today, perhaps, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Cairo, a quiet street lined with tamarisk trees. A house, long empty, turns dark shutters toward the occasional passerby. But inside tonight, it has suddenly come to life. Chandu, the Magician.
You'll see, Uncle Frank. When Mom gets that house cleaning gleam in her eye, you might as well give up.
Maybe we should have stayed at the hotel, Bob.
Well, all I said was let's get rid of some of these Victorian atrocities, like the staggered bed.
And the chandeliers ought to be taken down and washed.
Yeah. Uncle Frank, you and I'll have to stand on each other's shoulders for that. Gosh, the ceilings in this house must be 20 feet high.
Well, that's the way they built houses 70 years ago.
We're lucky to find a house to rent at all. We'll manage.
You know, it seems funny to build a house like this in Cairo.
It was built by an Englishman, Betty. He lived here for years. The property's been tied up in litigation ever since his death.
Oh, he must have been homesick, poor thing, to furnish it like this. Who can that be?
I'll see.
Who'd know we'd moved from the hotel?
Yes. You and Mother didn't find the house until this afternoon.
Maybe the servants decided to come tonight after all.
Who was it?
Frank, what's the matter? Who was that?
I didn't see him, Dot. He just came by to leave me this little souvenir.
A knife?
He threw it. Stuck in the door jamb, not an inch from my throat.
Holy Moses.
I bet it wasn't meant for you, Uncle Frank. Maybe whoever lived here before was...
No one's lived here for years, Betty. It was meant for me, all right.
Oh, that sounds as if you knew who it was.
I only wish I did.
Gosh, that knife's not much bigger than a good-sized penknife. You wouldn't think anybody could aim it straight.
Well, the hilt's weighted, Bob. I've seen knives like this before, only much larger. But never in Egypt, though.
What difference does it make where it came from? He almost killed you with it. Isn't there something you can do?
There he is again.
Oh, don't go to the door, Frank.
Uncle Frank, don't open it.
I'm not going to until I know who's outside. Who is it?
Ted Blackman, Mr. Chandler.
Come in quickly, Ted. Were you driving or walking?
Why, I walked over.
Well, did you see anyone in the street just now?
Not a soul. What's wrong, sir?
Someone just threw a knife at me.
Good Lord. This is not the time to bother you with my difficulties. I'll come back tomorrow.
Well, there's nothing I can do about the knife tonight.
I suppose not. And any Arab in Cairo might have a knife in his belt.
That's right. Come into the living room.
Good evening, Ted. Are you sure you didn't see anyone outside?
Why, no, Mrs. Regent.
Hello, Ted.
How's the jolly old British consulate?
After today, I won't know, Bob.
Huh?
I've been sacked.
What's that?
Does that mean fired?
Technically, it's called suspended pending investigation.
What for?
For smuggling drugs into England.
Oh, Ted.
Oh, of course, I had nothing to do with it, Mrs. Regent. And I wouldn't have thought of coming to your brother except that a friend of mine suggested it.
Well, you should have thought of it, Ted. You know you and your father and I have been friends for years.
Well, I knew you and Dad were working together on some secret government business when you were in London just before the war. But, Mr. Chandler, I don't like to impose...
Nonsense. What are friends for? Sit down, Ted.
Would you like to talk to Frank alone about this?
It's not a secret, Mrs. Regent. It'll be in all the newspapers tomorrow. I'd almost think someone had brought my name into it deliberately. But there's no reason for it.
Well, there was no reason for anybody to throw that knife at Uncle Frank either.
Tell me about it, Ted.
Mr. Chandler, did you ever hear of a man named Azraq? He makes cigarettes, principally for export.
Well, I know Azraq cigarettes.
I met him when I was at the consulate just before the war ended. I used to make out consular invoices for him, and we got to be friends.
I see.
Well, just a few days ago, a shipment of his cigarettes arrived in London. One of the cases was damaged in unloading. Several parcels of morphine were discovered.
How awful.
But for Pete's sake, Ted, why pick on you?
It seems Azrak remembered I was with him at the warehouse the day the shipment left Cairo.
Were you?
Yes, worse luck. He'd taken me to lunch, and afterwards he had to stop at the warehouse for a few minutes.
And that's when you were supposed to have put in the morphine?
Yes. You know all work starts for several hours at midday. The shipping room was empty.
Mr. Azrak must know you didn't do it.
He told my chief he was sure I did.
Ted, you weren't discharged from the consulate with nothing more than that against you.
Oh, I can't blame them, Mrs. Regent. There's nothing worse than running drugs. Even to be suspected of it is enough to ruin a man.
I don't wonder you think it was done deliberately, though. It's so flimsy. Tell me, where is this Azrak?
He's ill. Or so they told me at his office. You know the Arabs, Mr. Chandler. They tell a foreigner anything or nothing.
Yes. And Ted, who did you say suggested that you come to me?
Ralph Nichols.
Oh?
You know him, I suppose, sir.
I know of him. An antique dealer with a shop in the native quarter?
Yes. He has shops all over Europe as well. Marseille, Brussels, London. He just opened a new one in New York.
Oh. I suppose you got our address from the hotel.
No, Nichols had it. He thought I might drop in tomorrow, but I decided to chance your being here this evening.
I'm glad you did.
Do you think there's a possibility you can help me, sir?
Well, I'd be glad to try.
Are you sure I'm not interfering with your work?
Not at all. As a matter of fact,
Mr. Chandler.
Hmm?
Is that the knife that was thrown at you? The one on the table?
Yes, why?
I saw one exactly like it at Nichols the other day. He'd been trying to buy it, but the owner wouldn't part with it.
Why, Ted, you must have Sherlock Holmes' blood.
I've been in the shop so often, Betty. He's taught me a lot about antique things.
Then you can find out whose knife it was.
You think it might have been this one?
Possibly.
I'll ask Nichols the first thing tomorrow.
Do that. And you might drop in here afterward.
You come to lunch, Ted. We'd love to have you.
Thank you, Mrs. Regent.
And if I were you, Ted, I'd go out through the garden when you leave.
But why?
It opens on the next street. Our friend may have another knife up his sleeve.
Effendi Nichols!
Come in, Mustafa.
Well, in. When I saw the shutters were pulled down over the shop, I thought I would not find you here.
It's too late for tourists tonight. Bolt the door, Mustafa.
The dwarf has come from the house of Chandler?
Not yet. He'll come to the back door when he does.
As you say.
Now, what about Azrak?
He is afraid. When I told him you had sent the young Effendi Blackbird to Chandler, he trembled like a man with an illness.
He won't need to be afraid of Chandler long. Once the morphine's discovered in that house he's taken, we'll be rid of him.
Azrak has told me Chandler is a sorcerer, a magician.
He'll need more than magic once his government learns he's in the drug traffic. No major power can afford to have an agent involved in such a scandal.
The leader did well to choose you for this work, Effendi.
I warned him a year ago he'd underestimated Chandler, but he wouldn't believe it. One after another, he sent our best men to kill him. Where are they now?
By Allah, you speak truth.
Mustafa, the one sure way to rid ourselves of Chandler is to discredit him in every capital of the Western world. Ah, there's Aranyi.
Come in, little spider.
Mustafa.
Cushion, I cannot reach up to the latch.
There, you'll joke with him once too often, Mustafa, and find a knife between your ribs. Open the door.
Monsieur Nichols, almost I killed him. I am a little spider.
Chandler?
You little fool. You dared go to the hotel and...
Not the hotel, monsieur. The house. And when he opened the door...
You've got the wrong man. Chandler isn't moving into that house until tomorrow.
Mais oui, he's there now with his sister and her son and the young mademoiselle.
Devil, you say.
I waited in the garden, but they did not go away. Pest! I was angry, monsieur. I knocked at the door, and Monsieur Chandler opened it himself.
So he's seen you. I could kill you.
No. He did not see me. From a great bush, I threw my small knife.
You left that knife there?
No, do not strike me, Monsieur Nichols. I will bring the knife when I go to the house again tomorrow.
See that you do. And make sure those two parcels I gave you are hidden in Chandler's own room. I want no more mistakes.
Before we raise the curtain again on tonight's story of intrigue and magic, may we remind you that the host who brings you Chandu the Magician each week is the soap we call White King. If you do your weekly washing in a washing machine the way most modern homemakers do, remember that White King granulated soap is the soap made especially for washing machine use. And regardless of the type of washing machine or automatic home laundry you own and use, you need soap. Honest-to-goodness soap suds to wash clothes really clean. Just recently, the makers of White King conducted a series of washing tests in their own laboratories. These tests revealed that soap, and only soap, will wash clothes free from dirt, wash off the surface soil, wash out the hidden dirt. Yes, you need soap, a good wash day soap in your washing machine. For no washer can work better than the soap you use. There is no better soap for any washer, new or old, than the first granulated soap, the first washing machine soap ever made. Rich sudsing, thorough washing, free rinsing, White King. Try White King soap in your washing machine. You'll soon discover nothing washes like soap. And there is no soap like White King. Egypt. A street in Cairo near the edge of the city. Afternoon of the following day. We return to Chandu, the magician.
How far did Ted say it is to Azrak's house, Uncle Frank?
About 5 miles on the Alexandria Road.
Why didn't you let Ted come with us so he could show us where it is?
Because this trip to Azrak's is a sort of experiment.
What do you mean?
I mean...
Oh, Mother, look! Those people walking along with a donkey! It's positively biblical.
That footpath runs all the way to Alexandria, Betty. Oh, it's a great sight to see them like that when night comes and their figures are silhouetted against the sky. You feel as if you were back in the year one.
Frank, look.
What is it, Dot? Oh, the car behind us?
Yes. Do you suppose it's just a coincidence?
No, they've been following us ever since we left the house. Anubar, turn to the right at the corner.
Aye, aye, Fendi.
Brother, I wish I knew the Arabic for don't scrape the corners off the building.
He almost did that time.
Yes, there they come. A left again, Nubar.
Well, what can they want?
I wouldn't be surprised if Azrak himself's in that car.
Ted said Azrak was sick.
And Ted believed what Nichols told him, too. Nubar, shake them off. When we're out of the city, stop for nothing.
Good heavens! Frank, I don't understand this.
I've had my eye on Ralph Nichols for months.
What?
When he threw Ted to the wolves, he played right into my hand.
Hey, that car's right in our tail. Give him the works, Nubar.
Frank, if a tire should blow out, we'd all be killed.
We can't stop now. Nubar, turn right ahead there and then left. You know the little square?
I know it.
Here we go. Now, now.
Yipe. We've lost them.
No, we haven't either. There they are.
Left, Nubar. Left.
They can't make the turn. Nubar!
My name's Frank Chandler. Tell Azrak I'm here, will you?
Aye, there is death in this house.
Azrak?
He is dead. Shaitan, take the Ferengi.
Well, I'm sorry. I understood he'd been ill.
Lace. The mouth of the Effendi is filled with lies.
Then Azrak died in an accident earlier this afternoon.
May Allah change thy face. I will say no more.
Have you the key to the house, Uncle Frank?
Right here, Mom.
Oh, I'll be glad when we can get someone to trim up these shrubs.
The whole garden looks like an old cemetery.
Oh, Betty. Bob, aren't you coming in the home?
Wait a minute, Mom. Uncle Frank, look right down here under this bush. Little footprints like a kid's.
That's where he stood to throw the knife.
No child would throw a knife at you.
Well, do you remember how small it was? Let's go in. I want to have another look at that knife. Dot, where is it?
It was right there on the table when we went out.
It's not here now, Mother.
Well, the window's open over there. So he came back to get it.
Right, there he is, on the stairs in the hall.
I'll get him. Come down here, you little squirt.
Put me down, Cushaw.
Not a child, a dwarf.
Oh, he looks as if some malicious artist had drawn him.
He's only about 3 feet tall.
I have not harmed you. Release me, pig.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on in here.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am the spider.
Oh, no wonder they call you that.
You, mademoiselle, the time will come when you will crawl on your knees to Aranier to bring you to his side.
That's enough of that. I know you're working for Ralph Nichols. Why did you come here?
Zit! You know nothing!
Frank, get him out of here.
Yeah, you shall see. Voila!
Oh, he shook something out of his sleeve.
It's just a flower bed.
Oh, there's a snake in it.
Stand still, all of you. Don't move. It's a viper.
The most poisonous snake in all Egypt.
Stand still, Betty.
It's not a foot from her.
She will die.
Viper of the Nile, be still. You, like all other forms of evil, are without power except that which is given to you. I give you none. Be still. You are helpless.
Brother, is it dead, Uncle Frank?
Not dead, but it can't harm anybody. I'll toss it out the window.
Oh, don't touch it.
Oh, look, Dot, I'll pick it up. It doesn't even move. There. It's gone.
No, no, no! You are the devil himself! You cannot keep me here!
Oh, Mother!
I'm sorry, Uncle Frank. He twisted away from me and out the window before I could stop him.
It doesn't matter, Bob. Just as soon he told Nichols what happened, anyway.
Are you all right, Betty?
I guess so. Oh,
darling, what an awful thing.
We'd better go upstairs and see if that little shrimp took anything.
Well, that can wait, Bob. We're going out again.
Why? Don't you think it's safe to stay here?
I don't mean that, Dot. I think it will give Nichols quite a shock if we all walk into his shop and look over his antiques. As if nothing at all had happened this afternoon.
He must have heard about Azrak's death by this time.
Oh,
do you suppose that awful little man will be there?
Not after we walk in. Nichols has better sense than that.
Oh, I hope so.
I know he has, Dot. I know quite a lot about him. Well, shall we go?
You're shaking like a leaf, Aranya. What are you afraid of? You did put the parsons in Chandler's room.
Oui, it is done, monsieur. But he is a devil, that Chandler.
Yeah, you hate every man of normal size.
Effendi, see, crossing the street. It is Chandler himself.
Well, why, he has them all with him. Mustafa, he can't have discovered the morphine or he wouldn't...
They are coming here, Effendi.
Aranya, go out the back door. Go home and stay until I send for you.
He is a devil. I would not meet him again for 1 million piastres.
You stay, Mustafa. Chandler doesn't know you. He'll think you work here in the shop. Take a cloth and wipe the dust off that mirror frame. The carving could keep you busy for an hour. Ah, good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon. We've been hearing about your shop ever since we've been in Cairo.
As you see, I don't handle the usual tourist rubbish.
Your things are lovely. Look at those rings, Mother.
Yes, dear, they're beautiful.
We understand you sell very old pieces with government permission.
That's true, sir.
Hey, how about that knife with the carved handle?
Oh, Bob, you don't want to buy a knife.
I'd like to look at that mirror.
You have good taste, sir. It's one of the oldest pieces in my shop. It was owned by the same family for generations. Let the gentleman see it, Mustafa. Stand back.
Aye, aye, Fendi.
Yes, it is old. Tell me, Have you ever heard the legend about these ancient mirrors?
You mean that a mirror is supposed to retain forever every image it has reflected?
Yes. I have always wondered if it might be true.
My dear sir, you can see there's nothing reflected in it but our own faces, with Mustafa in the background.
Yes, Mustafa in the background. It seems to me I do see cloudy figures, though.
Why, Frank, I see them too.
Why, so do I. Let's buy it.
Just a minute. Yes. Look, Mr. Nichols.
What's that sound?
I wonder, have you made a trip into the desert recently?
No, I haven't.
I thought you might have bought the mirror there. Don't you see a room in one of those great desert houses? Two men seated, smoking nargilas. Look in the mirror, Mr. Nichols.
I see it. If you do not, not defend the Nichols.
Listen, please, Mustafa.
You will join me at once in Cairo, Mustafa.
For Pete's sake.
Shh.
That was not the agreement, Effendi Nichols. I was to recruit the tribes.
Chandler, this is a trick of yours.
No, you know who I am, Nichols.
The tribes are to bring their weapons and their horses to me. I cannot control them from Cairo. Mustafa, if you don't obey orders, you'll control nothing, not even your own life. My orders come from the leader, not from you.
Frank, Mother, look out!
You needn't have broken the mirror, Mustafa. Who'd believe such tommy rot?
I believe it. It is true. He is a sorcerer.
And that's an interesting automatic, Mustafa.
Huh?
An unusual make in this part of the world. Where did you get it?
Very well, Chandler. Your little game is over. Mustafa, bolt the door.
What are you going to do? Betty, come over here by me.
Don't be alarmed, madam. You've only to wait here until the police have searched your house.
Oh, yes. Yes, for drugs. Left there by the dwarf this afternoon.
A dwarf? Huh. That's too fantastic, even for you. Afterward, you're free to go. No one will touch you with a barge pole after this, Chandler.
Frank, if they do find drugs there, he's right.
They'll find them, Dot. Carefully labeled to associate me with the charge against Ted Blackburn. Nichols wouldn't overlook details.
We saw the dwarf, Mr. Nichols.
Did you? Can you produce him when required with a confession?
Don't be silly, Mr. Nichols. But he was there, and he had a tiny little poisonous snake.
I'm sure he had.
Mustafa.
I'll carry out the instructions I gave you this morning. In the meantime, madam, please make yourself comfortable.
Darn big of you. Mom, sit over here.
Ted Blackburn was only a way of getting at me. Right, Nichols?
Don't try to include me, Chandler. I want nothing to do with it.
Why, you...
Bob.
Go now, Mustafa. Do sit down, Chandler.
No, thanks.
You're still quite sure of yourself, aren't you? But wait a few months until you've gone round Washington and London looking for work and been cut by every decent man you know, even if you escape a prison sentence.
Mr. Nichols, why on earth are you doing this?
It's my duty as a British subject.
Oh, nuts.
Yes, Chandler, I've seen drug runners before. You'll end by catching drinks on the waterfront in Marseille or Lisbon. Quite a step down in the world for you, isn't it?
Now, before we raise the curtain on the astonishing outcome of tonight's story in the life of Chandu the Magician, may we remind you that your magic touch for washing clothes or dishes is White King Granulated Soap. Now, if you are a newcomer here in the West, perhaps that name White King is new to you. But as any old-timer will tell you, White King is the West's pioneer soap company. The company that has been making soap products in the West and for the West for more than 89 years. White King is the granulated soap made especially for you Western homemakers and Western water conditions. White King soap is made to dissolve quickly and completely in your wash water. Made to make an abundance of rich, thick, energetic soap suds. made to wash clothes clean and fast, made to rinse away both soil and suds freely and completely. White King has always been a good soap. Today, it is better than ever. Yes, for washing clothes or dishes. We'd like to have you try the soap that makes millions of Western homemakers say, I love White King. And remember, start saving those White King box tops for the magic tricks Chandu will soon be offering you. And don't forget, nothing washes like soap. And there's no soap like White King. Cairo, a street in the native quarter. The antique shop of Ralph Nichols. It is almost dark. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
You're restless, Chandler, and I don't wonder. But in an hour or so, Mustafa will come back, and then...
You know, Nichols, I've decided not to wait for that.
You've no choice. You'll hardly make trouble with your sister and her daughter here.
Not the kind of trouble you mean, Nichols. Would you mind telling me where the police will find the drugs?
It would have saved their time if you'd told Mustafa before he took them to your house.
Since I'm the one involved, the drugs probably are in my bedroom somewhere.
Frank... The carved chest under the window. The first place they'd look.
Yes, that's it, Dot.
Oh, what difference does that make now?
It's much easier if I know exactly where it is.
Easier to what?
To do something I learned in India, Bob. Mr. Nichols won't be interested, but it's known as teleportation.
Magic, I suppose.
Well, now that you mention it, yes.
If you think you can make two sizable parcels of morphine disappear into thin air...
Two parcels... So that's it. Listen, Nichols. Listen. When I give the word, those two packages will leave the chest where they're hidden and come to this shop. They will drop on this table. Now.
No, wait a minute.
Why did you give me the cream?
Frank Chandler.
Open them, Nichols. Open them.
No. It's impossible.
Is it? You know what's inside, don't you? You packed them yourself. You and Azrak.
You can't accuse.
You had a perfect setup for espionage, didn't you? Branches of your shop in half the cities of Europe. And a convenient one in Ankara that's not mentioned much.
My branch managers know nothing of this.
The drugs? I suppose not. They may not even know the name of the man you call the leader.
No one knows his true name. You can torture us?
No. No, we leave that sort of thing to your organization. But every time I dig out a man like you, I get closer to the leader. One day I'll meet him face to face. When that day comes...
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. Betty by Joy Terry and Bob by Lee Millar. Eric Snowden is Ralph Nichols. Arenye is Ralph Sedan. And Ted Blackburn is played by Robert Cole. Special musical effects are by Corla Pondit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.